know you want to bounce back. You want to see how your guys react and how prepared they are to essentially go to the next phase of the season after their streak ended.
Yeah, you know, I think you're on such a high, and then, you know, you lose a game. And I said this morning, I'm tired of losing, Ready. Got to get back to winning. We know that, you know, you look at Vancouver, they're, I think, 5-3-2 in their last. They're playing good hockey. They're playing hard. There are no easy games. So this is just going to be a good test for us again to get back at it and put points on the board.
Why were you able to prevail in Vancouver? I think that was a one-goal game. Why were you able to win that hockey game?
You know, I think they had a pretty good push on us. I thought our desperation, our block shots, you look at late in the game, the Greenway block shot, our desperation in that game was incredible. I thought they played well. They generated some good opportunities. We've got to do a little bit better job of slowing them down through the neutral zone. But at the end, we defended a lot of their good opportunities.
Vivid memories of coaching Tyler Myers, and just what do you think? He's 36 years old, and he's still going strong.
Yeah, you know, just how good he was just right off the bat. Maybe not quite strong enough, but his initial push as a young defenseman, you could tell he was going to be a real good defenseman in the league, and he's turned out to be, I think, probably more than I thought he would be. And he's still playing at this time, and he's still playing good hockey. So, you know, the early conversations about getting stronger and just how well he played for us.
You gave you three really good games during the streak. He and the rest of your team were probably as good against Columbus. Do you feel more confident in him now that when he has a game that maybe he doesn't like, he can put it away, learn from it, and be right back to where he was in the next one?
Yeah, you know, I think you mentioned it. You look at the group. The group didn't have a good game. You know that. We were falling down. We made some ill-advised plays. He had, like, a couple goals back for sure. But the reason we got there is because our goalies played so well. He played so well. He gave us some real good hockey. I think, you know, the focal point always ends up on your goalie at the end. But there's a lot of mistakes that happened before it got to him. But he's given us good hockey, and I got all the faith that he's going to continue to give us good hockey. I think he's in a good place.
Sorry about that. In the next two or three games, you probably figure Ellis is probably going to get in.
For sure. You look at the schedule, and we need both goalies. So we're not going to overplay anybody. We're going to use both guys. And in the meantime, you know, we'll get Lyon ready too.
Does Mike Bales do to get a goaltender who hasn't played in a bit because of his concussion and stuff, and now he's ramping up again? How does he get him ready now when he hasn't played in a month or so?
Well, you know, I think you see quite a few of the on-ice games we play. I think that helps. That's a little bit chaotic for goaltenders. I think some of those games are not their favorite games because, you know, the Nets aren't in their place, and you can get, you know, moving in directions that you don't normally move. But I think part of that is to create chaos for goaltenders because, you know, coming in and taking shots is just not the normal for a game. Fighting through traffic and fighting to see pucks and rebounds are more the type of thing a goaltender deals with in a game.
Noah Oslin, he's been working on a line with Jordan Greenway and Jack Malenstein. What will Noah add to that line?
He's been a real good defender. I think what we're looking at is a lineup that is real healthy, that he can step in there and be creative on that line. At the same time, he could bounce around between a couple lines too at the same time. We know that he's been good at playing the wing for us, but in the middle, he's a good defender. It might even help that group be a little bit better offensively.
The 10-game winning streak, it seemed like, was the way you guys were forechecking. What did you notice about maybe what helped you find another gear as a team, just forechecking?
Well, you know, I think you start to feel pretty good about your game, and we continued to build off of that. I think we've created a lot of chances off of off the forecheck and disrupting. And part of that is, you know, reading whether we can really pressure hard or whether we kind of got to wait and defend a little bit. And I think our decisions have been a lot better when it comes to that. You know, the job that our first guy in, whether he can get in there and disrupt and stall the play right away. I mean, if you're late, most teams will break out. If you're right on top of them and that guy does a good job, we can usually create a stall or a turnover because, you know, we like to have our defense heavily involved. But what we're getting good at is our third forward has been really good at covering for our D when they're helping us out on the forecheck.
What's it been like to see those decisions improve? There were so many issues early in the season. You don't normally see that light go off for almost a whole team like it has here. I mean, what keyed that?
Yeah, you know, I think some of those decisions, I mean, even going back last year where you just one guy would miss an assignment and we'd be giving up an odd number rush. I think our details, got to give the players credit, have been a lot better when it comes to just reading that I can't dive in on this play or if the defense is in, I've got to be a defenseman until he gets out of there. A lot better decisions.